Well, Joe Johnson put up 24 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists to lead Atlanta over Portland last night, 92-89. Blazer head coach Nate McMillan says the team just has not been playing with the same edge on the road that they did at home.
We're not playing with that sense of urgency. And in order for us to give ourselves a chance to win ball games, we got to work harder than what we're doing out there both ways.
Jamal Crawford came off the Portland bench to score a team-high 22 points. LaMarcus Aldridge had 20 plus 11 rebounds as the Blazers dropped their fourth of the last five. They are now 8-6 overall. They get today off, and they are back in action tomorrow. Elsewhere in the league yesterday, Denver, San Antonio, Washington, New Jersey, Phoenix, Boston, Minnesota, Memphis, Sacramento, and the Clippers picked up wins. Well, Oregon and Oregon State both play at home tonight. For the Beavers, it's UCLA at Gill Coliseum. OSU is 1-5 in conference play, while the Bruins are 3-2. Game time is 7:30. The 4-2 Ducks host the 0-5 Trojans in an early game, pregame at 5, tip-off at 5:30. Catch it right here on News Talk 1110 KBND. Well, he would know, wouldn't he? Actor Rob Lowe started the rumor mill swirling yesterday, tweeting that Colts quarterback Peyton Manning will retire. Lowe is a friend of Manning's and has been on the sidelines for Colt games in the past. The 35-year-old Manning missed all of last season due to injury, but Manning's father, Archie, says that rumor is untrue. Speaking of quarterbacks, Denver QB Tim Tebow apparently less than 100% during the second half of Saturday's loss at New England. ESPN reports that Tebow suffered an injured rib and lung early in the third quarter. He tore cartilage where his rib attaches to the sternum, and had fluid build up in his chest after suffering a bruised lung. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.